What's trending at home?
The legislative session in Olympia starts on Monday. Of course, it's going to look a lot different than it has in the past, thanks to the COVID crisis, which is why Doug Erickson, state senator, Republican from Ferndale, is introducing a resolution declaring an emergency 30-day session on all things related to COVID. Joining me on the line is our friend, Senator Doug Erickson. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jace. Good afternoon.
How does this resolution work?
Well, here's my great concern about the upcoming legislative session. We go back into a regular 105-day session starting next Monday, and the Democrats have decided they're going to lock the public out. No public access to the Capitol, committee hearings, anything at all. And people right now are very frustrated about the COVID response. Businesses are being lost. They want to have their voices heard. So what I'm going to propose, what I believe should happen, is we should adjourn immediately from the 105-day session and then declare a 30-day emergency session just to deal with COVID response-related issues, how we help out the businesses that have been impacted, how we pass a budget in this world of COVID, and focus solely on that for 30 days. And then once the emergency is passed, we can come back this summer, this fall, when the public can participate, and we can hear all the other crazy Democrat bills about income taxes, cap and trade taxes, defunding police, felons voting, all those things we can do later.
Now, isn't that the exact reason why your bill is going to fail?
Well, it could fail. I think the public needs to have something they can support, you know? And so when people show up in Olympia on Monday, and I think there will be rallies there, and I urge everybody to stay calm and stay peaceful and stay respectful, I'll be letting them know that here is a positive thing that you can advocate for, where we recognize what COVID has done to Washington and what's done to small businesses. Mm-hmm. And the legislature needs to say, we're going to set aside all of these other policies, their wish list of liberalism, and just focus in on what the people need to see happen on the COVID response. And hopefully the public will weigh in. And it's not a Republican issue. I'm speaking at a rally this afternoon, and there's going to be a large percentage of the people in the audience are going to be moderates, Democrats, independents, libertarians, who are being impacted by with their businesses with what's going on through the COVID response.
What is the most fringe or few of the most fringe bills that you've seen pre-filed so far?
Well, I mean, there's so many to go through. The one I guess that irritates me the most is Jay Inslee's income tax proposal. You know, he wants a 10% capital gains tax, income tax, on people who have saved money, invested wisely, and then all of a sudden Jay Inslee thinks he deserves 10% of your money for absolutely no reason. That one gets me. We're seeing cap and trade bills, gas tax bills, the usual litany. And I'm very concerned about what the Democrats are going to do with regards to our law enforcement officers, defunding them and putting them in harm's way by not allowing them the tools they need to keep the citizenry safe, but also to keep themselves safe when they're out there on the streets defending us.
And it seems like of all the times, of all the issues, that we should be given the opportunity to show up and actually be heard, those are the issues.
Well, exactly. And that's why we can do that in the summer after the emergency is passed. And Jason, this isn't just, you know, Doug Erickson, you know, senator from Whatcom County, you know, throwing a crazy idea at the wall. The Association of Washington Business sent a letter to all legislative leaders yesterday highlighting the fact that the public is being cut out of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And in their letter, they make it clear that Washington State is the outlier. Oregon's not doing this. California's not doing this. Washington, D.C. didn't do it yesterday when they were in there voting. Washington's the only state we can find who is restricting all public access to the legislative process.
It is a shame that that's what they're doing, and it's only going to create more anxiety and more anger. And, you know, you bring up the point, Senator Erickson, who's joining us on the line, that people are going to show up, and I'm grateful that you and every other Republican is calling for calm. For people who end up showing up on Monday, there was a rally plan for every day of the legislative session that has been canceled by one of the activists behind at least one of the rallies. Tyler Miller has canceled it, but we talked a little bit earlier, or we'll talk a little bit later about, you know, people will probably still show up. How much concern is there that people, some bad apples, might do something?
Well, it's always a concern, you know, and what we've seen in the past, I think what we saw yesterday, I don't think we'll ever know who caused the violence in Washington, D.C. yesterday, which groups were behind it. I believe that the effort was infiltrated by people posing as Trump supporters, and that's what we'll
be looking
for.
There's no evidence of that, and I want to push back a little bit on that, Doug, because,
yeah.
You know, I As someone who has covered the BLM riots and the Antifa riots here in Seattle and have followed very closely a lot of the movement in the Pacific Northwest, when there has been violence here at those events, they have said it's been MAGA supporters who have infiltrated their ranks. And they say it, and there's never been any proof. And I have called that out. And other people have rightly called that out because there's never been any proof. And I suppose, is it possible that there have been Trump supporters who have infiltrated it and have been responsible? Yeah, I guess. But without any proof, I'm going to treat what happened yesterday the same way I would treat it if it was Antifa. They were Trump supporters.
No.
Even the president's family was calling out their own supporters saying, stop, please be peaceful.
Yeah, fair point, Jason, and a good point. I'm going off of the eyewitness account that I've received from people who were there yesterday, from what I saw in some news outlets of people reporting upon it, from what they saw. So that's where I make that basis on. So when it comes to that particular issue, but we'll see what comes out in the wash at the end of the day. And I'm not saying that every single person who entered the Capitol building was an Antifa member or there to, as an agitator, anti-Trump. And once they opened the doors, obviously Trump supporters rolled in to follow it. So, no, there are many people who can be held responsible for it. But I do believe that there may have been instigators of the event who were not necessarily there as Trump supporters. But I'll just leave it at that. But tomorrow we want to have, on Monday, we want to have a calm and peaceful gathering of people simply to say, focus in on the COVID. Do not do all these other things when the people cannot participate. And again, Washington State's the outlier. We're one of the only, if not the only, states who is locking the people out.
How do you think everything that happened yesterday impacts this legislative session? Not just the potential activism outside, but just really the mood of lawmakers?
I do not know the answer to that question. That's a good one, and one I should ponder, and not one I've really thought about in terms of here in Washington State, in terms of the long-term impacts.
Because it feels different, right?
Just
generally speaking, the mood feels different. Obviously, what happened yesterday is very serious. There are concerns about the president. We're hearing, 25th Amendment being invoked, and this time it actually feels like it's being invoked in a serious way. In the past where it's happened, it's very, very clearly been politically motivated and sort of in very specious ways. This time it does feel a lot different because of the images that we saw yesterday. It just does. I just get a different feeling this time around.
I'm not going to comment on that because I don't really have inside scoop with regards to that particular issue.
Yeah, not as to whether or not the 25th Amendment is going to be, just as far as the mood of the state and just the mood of the people right now. It just, on both sides, everyone just seems a little bit on edge.
Well, I think so. But, Jason, a rally that has some violence in Washington, D.C., 3,500 miles away, should not impact the Washington State Legislature as much as, businesses being burned, windows being broken, parts of Seattle becoming no-go zones.
Agreed.
So in terms of just because this one rally happened in Washington, D.C., I don't think is the complete game changer in terms of everything, that's happened in terms of rallies and protests and riots in Washington State, Oregon, Minnesota.
But you know that Democrats, you absolutely know that Democrats will certainly be using this. And we saw that coming from the governor yesterday. And, as much as I do not justify what happened yesterday in D.C., but I certainly do think it is worthy to point out that we got Democrats who were, for the most part, either completely silent, either downplaying and sometimes justifying some of the violence that we saw here in Seattle with the rioting that lasted for months.
Well, I don't think that Vice President-elect Harris is going to be starting a GoFundMe page, to get the D.C. protesters out. So, I think they're taking a slightly different tone, and obviously for political reasons there. But and just to be clear, I am not advocating or excusing any of the violence or storming the Capitol building, in any capacity by Trump supporters or whoever would have been organizing it. So, definitely not doing that. But I am saying that the people here in Washington State, I think, do deserve the opportunity to participate in their legislative process in person, eye to eye, on major issues like the Democrats are currently considering.
100%. This resolution makes complete sense, which is probably why the Democrats won't support it. But we support it. We're going to back it. We've been talking with State Senator Doug Erickson, Republican from the 42nd Legislative District. Thank you so much for stopping by. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Jason. Thanks for having me on.